listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville, top of the hour. One-on-one with Greg Pogue right here. Jackson Boone, young rising racing star, fine young man. I know another fine young man. That's Big Joe Dubin. Joe's tailgating over at LSU. He's our legend of the week, and I'm having some fun. Put the question mark with that, but I mean it when I say it. What his impact is on high school football every day is worth noting. Joe, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, what's happening, Greg? Long time no talk.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Coach, I butt-dialed you last night at the Green Hill game. I apologize.
I thought you had me some scoops.
No. Joe, why isn't high school? I know what you do. You're out with Fox every Friday, Thursday or Friday night, and everything you've done over the years. And we'll talk about your playing days at McGavick with Wes Elrod in just a few moments. But why is it important to you?
Well, it was. It started with my brother. He's a McGavick graduate back in the 70s, and going to those games and falling in love with the atmosphere. And I just saw how happy my mom got watching him play. And then when I had the opportunity years later, you know, playing, to see how happy and how much pride she had in me playing. And I was like, you know what, this is great. This is, it gave me, you know, leadership. It gave me accountability. You know, and I look back, I played with some amazing people. I mean, you throw Prep Legend out there, please put a question mark and laugh about that, because I am so far not. I got lucky. I worked hard, and that's what happened. But I was surrounded by some great players. But anyway, it's just the excitement, the camaraderie, everything you hear about high school football came true with me, and I got lucky. So I want kids to experience that today and know that, you know, by the time you're 18 years old, you've gone through every emotion that people who don't play football don't get till they're about 60. I mean, you get beat, you laugh, you cry, you lose friends. I mean, you learn how to grow up, you learn how to handle things. And so if these kids can understand that it's more than just the X's and O's and how beautiful it is and the pride you get from doing that, I want them to get that. And, you know, we see that every Friday night when we go out and do all the high school football stuff and talking to coaches. It's just on another level. And Mike Keith and I one time had like a three-hour talk about high school football, and it came down to this. You know, if you're in broadcasting or any type of this, you guys know this, be grounded to something. And for me, it's being grounded to high school football because it's pure, it's fun. I remember the days. I remember walking out in McGavick and the stands were packed. I mean, I remember those days, and that's a lot of pride with me. You know, and I went on to play football in college, and I talked to maybe 8 or 9 of my guys I play with college football, but I talk still to this day about 40 to 50 guys from high school football, and you don't get that anywhere else. So you put all that together, and that's why I love it.
Joe, I tell people, and I told Greg this when he told me you was going to be on, I said, it's nobody, and this is my opinion, and you know that $1.50 now get you coffee. It's nobody does for high school football in the metro area like Joe Dubin does. And you know, these kids don't understand everything that you do for high school football, and former coaches like myself, we appreciate it, especially, you know, the coaches that you have, because you had an outstanding career at McGavick, went on and played college football, and you played for a pretty good guy in college football also. So, you know, you got to bring that up a little bit.
Well, Wes Elrod at McGavick was great. You know, and the coaches there is Scott Burnett, Jim Norris, Mike Tribune, Wayne Parker. I'm sure I'm leaving off. I mean, they were just great. I mean, we had great football teams at McGavick. Then I'm going to junior college, went to Stanford, played for Terry Bowden down there. And it was fun, but it wasn't the same, if that makes sense. I mean, it was – I understood that, all right, this is kind of a little – this is back in the late 80s, like kind of a little business there. And I didn't appreciate it the way I should have looking back now. So I just – I enjoyed it. I got lucky again. I played with some great people. You know, Jimbo Fisher was our quarterback at Stanford, and, you know, we had a really good team, and it was fun and all the other good stuff. But, and then it, but it goes back to high school football, because I had some really good coaches that I played with and a lot of good times back then. So it really worked out fine.
Big Joe Dubin, of course, Chase and Big Joe, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 on 102.5. And that's, we're Vanderbilt. if you want to pop on over there, you know, catch that game kicking off at 11 o'clock. I know you're over there, Joe. We'll let you go in a second. It is amazing, though, the evolution of high school football around here. Certainly, it reflects the growth of the market in a lot of ways. But the quality now of the coaching, the commitment by the programs, and you're seeing it now. Metro, I think, is come back to where they are showing that support. It wasn't always there. I think under Mark North, Dr. Battle, I think they understand the importance of it. That's my editorial comment. But back to the original point is that the explosion of talent around here. We were just talking about this Andre Adams kid out at Antioch.
Yeah.
He's headed to Auburn today. He's got offers everywhere. It's amazing the explosion of talent in the mid-state.
Well, the constant has been, and I'm going back to the 70s and 80s, and 90s, is coaches like, you know, Coach Spears, you know, and Jerry Pigg. I mean, these guys were, I mean, I'm telling you, second fathers to a lot of these. I'm not kidding you. Second fathers that would go pay the electric bill for these kids and run them home after. I mean, you gave me a four-hour show. I couldn't name all the high school coaches who do that. And it's still to this day. There's a lot of good men coaching high school football, despite what happened this weekend to an absolute jackass who should never be allowed around football or kids again. 99.999% of these coaches are godly men who step up and are second dads to so many kids. I saw it myself. I still see it today. I see it with these coaches who go out and do the football games on Friday night, who care about these kids, who after the game is done and their career is over with, I talk to all of them, and they're still concerned about these kids. Even if they don't go D1, they're still concerned about these kids. How you doing? You working? You in school? How are you? Great. I mean, they care about them. And, yeah, the talent level has risen, and that's great. But still, at the end of the day, you got to coach football. You got to coach young men. And I'm telling you, I don't know any place in the country, but it would be hard to top the coaches we have in Middle Tennessee who absolutely care about these kids. And that's another factor of watching and caring about high school football, because they do. I mean, I see it, man. I know I keep hitting the same point, but I talk to them and we all the time about, you know, getting these kids and making them, when they leave the program, making them men, make sure they graduate, make sure they honor God, make sure they honor their mom and dads. And it's a beautiful thing. And, yeah, the talent has – there's amazing talent. Jalen Hurd, unbelievable at Beach High School, what he did coming up. I mean, Golden Tate at Pope John Paul. I mean, we can go on and on about some. Graham Barton down at Ravenwood now, he's the starting center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, on and on and on with these guys. So it's never been – right now is the best time for high school football because more eyeballs are on them and these kids are getting more chances. I don't care if you play on Sunday. I really don't care if you make the NFL. I do care if you go to college and get it paid for, because that is a beautiful thing when you get paid to go to college. I know NIL, but your scholarship is paid for to go play football. And it all starts with these coaches, man. And I was lucky to have some good ones, and these kids are as well.
Well, Joe, you said it when you said what they get to do when coaches care. They care more about them as a person than they do a player. Yeah, some of them are good players, but it's a great thing for me to see people like Arsente Broom, Romy Reed, the ones that are in the coaching field now that I happen to be fortunate enough to coach. But I'm the same way with you. These kids, I told these kids when they play for me, some of you are going to go to college and you're going to sit around, but when you sit around at them reunions and when you get together, you're going to talk about your high school days more than you talk about anything else.
Yeah, you know, it's a great point. We do the same thing. I mean, look, I tell people all the time, the anniversary is coming up, it'll be 41 years. We were ranked third in the state. We went to Dickinson County. They're ranked sixth in the state. And we all had college prospects. And I'm telling you guys, there was 15,000 people at this game. They beat us in the last minute. They came down the field and scored. And it was, I'll never forget after the game, all the Dickinson County people yelling at us, and we're yelling at them, and we're getting on the bus. And they won the game. They're throwing stuff at us. We had a couple players chase some of the kids, cause some of their students down the way. I mean, it was absolute chaos. But we look back now, and I love that moment. I mean, that moment is embedded in me forever. Just the crowd, the excitement, and everything that went on. I'll never forget, you know, Dixon County was going late in the fourth to win. I got lucky in the backfield. I hit the quarterback. He fumbles. Our guy picks it up, runs 80 yards for a touchdown. We're like, oh, we're going to win this. And they come back down and beat. Emotional swings, man. You don't get that working at a corporate job. You don't get that 8-5. I mean, you get that playing sports. And so I'll never forget that. I also never forget, you know, Keith Davis, who I think is the greatest running back I've ever seen in my life. Went to Overton, played at Tennessee. You know, we played over McGavick my sophomore year. In first play of the game, Keith Davis gets knocked out. I mean, he gets laid out. And we're like, oh, we're going to win this game. He's the number one recruit in the country. He goes out two plays, comes back in. We don't see him come back in. He runs a sweep, goes 80 yards for a touchdown. We lose the game 10-8. And there was probably 10,000 people in McGavick that night. That's what I remember, and that's what I hope these kids can get back to. These kids deserve big crowds. They deserve community support, and it drives me crazy when I see half-empty stadiums around Middle Tennessee. It drives me crazy that people aren't there. Last night I got lucky. Green Hill in Lebanon, packed house. Yep. Absolute packed house. I went down a few weeks ago and covered Coffee County in Tullahoma, the Coffee Cup Bowl. Packed house. I had no dog in that fight. I was so excited to see the stands full, everybody there. That's what it's about. You remember that on Friday night for the rest of your life.
Thanks for sharing, Joe. I know you're the life of the tailgate. Go to it.
All right, boys. And
have fun.
Love you, man.
All right.
See you.
He wears it on his sleeve, that big heart of his.
Everywhere he goes.
Yep.
Everywhere he goes.
Hey, we'll take a break. Craig Ladd to preview week 10 coming up on 94.9 The Fan.